Okay, today's daf is Zvachim Kufches, and we're going to pick it up on Kuf Zayin Amid Beis, four lines from the bottom. Itmar. Machloikis Amadroim. So the Gemara is now going to discuss Chiburi Olim. Just like to dedicate today's shir in memory of two of my Rebbeim, Rabbi Meir Fold, Zichron Levracha, and Rabbi Dr. Yaakov Elman, Zichron Levracha. I believe the Levi is today. I learned so much from both of them, and I would like to say this year in their memory. Okay, so Itmar Hamalev Einbo Kareis Einbo Kazayis. I'm sorry, let me start again. Hamalev Einbo Kazayis. So you brought a korban. This is talking about Chutz Lazara. So you brought this Eve, but doesn't have a Kazayis of boss on it. The Etzem Mashlimo the Kazayis. But if you add up the bone to it as well, so that's going to be Mashlim this year, and now you hit the threshold, you have a Kazayis. So what's the din in this case when you didn't have enough of the actual bosser, but when you add the bone, it is. So Rabbi Yochanan, Omer Chayev, Rabbi Leish Lakish, Omer Potter. It's Machloikis, the brothers-in-law. Rabbi Yochanan says, you're Chayev, Leish Lakish says, you're Potter. Rabbi Yochanan, Omer Chayev, explains, Chibure Olin Ka'olin Domi. Because if you're Mechaber something, the etzim, the bone, and the bosser, so that's also part of it. So even if it was going to become detached, there's no requirement to bring it up as well in the Mizbeach, but okay, Mikom Okom, nevertheless, as long as it's still attached, then it's part of the boss, and therefore it would require it could be mashed in the shir for Kazayis. Then Reish Lakish, Omer Potter, why? Chibri Olim Lav Keolim Dami. He says, no, it's not, if it's not necessarily going to be considered to be part of it as well. So Boy Rava, Rav asks the question, Hamale, on the top of Amin Aleph, Hamala Roish ben Yona Shein Bo Kazayis. Okay, so he had the head of a ben Yona pigeon, didn't have a Kazayis of meat on it, right? But then Umelach Mashlimo Kazayis. But then you added on some salt. When you count the salt to it as well, that does give it the shear of a Kazayis. So Mahu, what's the din in this? Are you chayv now for Shchutei Chutz? So Omele Ravami Parzakyo Ravashi Lav Hainipul Taihu Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Is it this the same machloikis that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish just had? Knows that the bone being added to the bosser should be the same thing as the salt being added to the boss over here. Right? It is no. It's not really the same machloikis. We could ask it both ways. Tibay the Rabbi Yochanan, Tibay the Reish Lakish. We could ask a shayla both according to each of their shitas. The Gemara speaks out, what would it be? So to elaborate. Tibay the Rabbi Yochanan adkan lo ka'ama Rabbi Yochanan hasam ela etzim. When Rabbi Yochanan said his din, maybe that it's mashlim to the shear, that's because it's the same thing, right? The min of the bosser who, right? It's the same, it's the both animal parts. Aval melach, the lav mino, the vayonahu, but salt is not the part of the this pigeon, it's something external that's added onto it, so then, lo, maybe he wouldn't say the shear of it would be the mashlim. And to boil the Reish Lakish, we could ask the kasha coin to Reish Lakish as well. Why? Ad kan lo ka'om Reish Lakish chosem ela di'i parish mino lav mitzvah la'asuke, right? But the case Reish Lakish that if this etzim, the bone, would separate from the bosser, then there's no mitzvah to put the bone back on the mizbeach. But over here, aval hacha by the salt, right? The iparish mitzvah asuke. If it did separate, then you would have mitzvah to add it on. So lo, maybe he wouldn't say it's the same din. Odim lo shnah. Maybe there's no chilik for them. So the Gemara says teku. We're not sure what exactly the halacha would be in this case. The Rambam in Maaser Korbanos, Perek Yud Tes, Halacha Yud, says like this: Hela Eiver She'ein Bo Kazayis Boser V'Hay Be'etzem Ha'etzem Mashlim LeKazayis Chayiv. I'm saying Chayiv in this case. Mipnei Why Shehu Mechubar? Because they're detached. Hayem Melach Mashlim LeKazayis. If you had the salt that would cross the threshold to bring it over, Harez is Sofei. We don't know. But Fikach ain't a look. We're not going to give you Malkus on this. Ole Emureha Mitzdarfin LeKazayis. We brought the Emurim on it. That would be Mitzdarfit to a Kazayis. Considering how the okay, the Radvaz has an interesting discussion over here that's implied just to an Ola to any other Korbanos as well. Okay, now the Gemara here is quoting the Mishnah. Let's go back to the opening Mishnah on the Daf. Right, it's like this: Hashochit. That is kuvav. Hashochit v'hamale b'chutz chayv al hashchita v'chayv al hahala. Rabbi Yosi haglili oimer Shachet b'fnim, if you shecht it inside the Azor v'halo b'chutz and you took it outside, chayiv, chayiv for that. Shachet b'chutz, if you shecht it outside v'halo b'chutz and you brought it up outside, potter, right? You're not chayiv for that. Shelohe lo elo dover posel, because you were just like bringing a korban that was posel already. So amlo, chacham said to Rabbi Yosi, afa shochet b'fnim u'male b'chutz, if you shecht it inside the Beis HaMikdash and you take it outside, kevin shehotziyo psolo, since by taking it out, you're posel it, yet, nevertheless, you're chayiv for bringing it, so should be chayiv for the shechit as well. Now, Rabbi Yosi in the Mishnah doesn't answer back, right? So now the Gemara is going to give us explaining why Rabbi Yosi would say potter for something that's possible. So we're going to have two opinions explained, and we'll see the nafkamina between them. Okay, Heshiv Rabbi Tachas Rabbi Yosi Haglili. So the first defense for Rabbi Yosi Haglili is Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. It says Ma l'shochi b'fnim v'am l'chutz. What's unique about this din? If you shechted something inside and then you took it outside, shahayis l'shasa kosher, because it was inside. It could have been brought there, right? You could have brought it. Tomer b'shochi chutz ma l'bechutz shlohayis l'shasa kosher. Well, you want to say the same thing about something that you shechted outside? It never had. It was possible already. This time did shechita. So right. So it's very reasonable to say that you're not going to be chayav for bringing something that was possible from the very beginning. Heishiv Rabbi Elazar of Rabbi Shimon Tachas Rabbi Yosi Haglili. So another explanation of what Rabbi Yosi Haglili could have answered back. Ma l'shocheid b'fnei u'ma l'bechutz. What do you find if you did again? You did the shechita inside, then you brought it up outside. Shekein kodesh mekablo. It was done in a place of kedusha of kodesh, right? Inside. Tomer shochet chutz. But you want to now bring me a question from the case of shochet b'chutz, where it was outside. She'ain kodesh mekablo, right? It's nothing. It's not going to be kolate, so to speak. Therefore, even if it was put there, you'd have to take it off. So my benayhu. So what's the nafgamina between these two different answers? So omer ze'iri shchitas laila ika benayhu. The practical halachic difference would be between these things if you did the shchita at night, right? So let's just speak this out. According to Yehuda Hanasi, you'd be potter because shchita at night it is no good from the very beginning. But according to Rabbi Elazar, no, you'd be chayv in this case because it happened in Kodesh Mekablo, right? It happened in a place. It was on the wrong time, but the place was fine. Okay? Rabbi Omer, Kabbalah b'kli chol ik benayu. Another nafgamina would be if after you did the shechita inside the zara, but you did it it wasn't done in a kli sharis, it was done in a regular non-sacred kli, right? And then you brought it outside. So according to Yehuda Hanasi, you'd be potter because by not using a kli sharis, that makes it possible from the very beginning. But again, according to Belazar, this happened by Kodesh, so therefore you'd be chayav for that case as well. Okay, then the next case was the tummy, right? So let's go back and read the mission again for a second. Yeah, flip back to Kuvav. Hatamish och ben kodesh tummy ben kodesh tahor. Person's tummy who ate either that he himself was tummy or something was tahor. He's chayiv from that case. Rabbi Yosi Haglili Omer Tamish och tahor Tomei she'ochel tohor chayiv. He's Tomei. He eats food that's tohor. He's going to be chayiv. Tomei she'ochel Tomei. But if he was Tomei and he ate something Tomei, he's going to be potter she'ochel ela dover Tomei. Right? He only ate something that was Tomei already. Right? So Amalos, Chacham said back to him, Af Tomei she'ochel esa tohor. Even a person who's Tomei and eats the food's tohor, came in she'nogabo tim uhu. Since he touches it, he makes it Tomei before he eats it. Right? So you agree that he's chayiv for eating these while he's Tomei, so he should also be chayiv for eating food that was Tomei before he touched it. Okay. So now the Gemara says, right, that was on the line, Tomei she'ochel ben kodesh, Shaper ka'amri le rabbonon rabbi Yosi Haglili. Right? They had a very good, taina on him. So Amarava kolhecha de nitma tuma saguf achkach nitmas basar. Any place where first came Tommy the guf and then the basar became Tomer. So kuli ame lo pligi de chayiv. Everybody agrees in that case that you would taka be chayiv. Shekein tuma saguf bekaris, right? Tuma saguf, which is it's a chiv karis over there, and that took place while the basar was still tohor, right? So that's not going to be, taken away if the basar becomes tamei afterwards. So ki pligi tak, where is the machloikis? It must be in the following case. Kishenitma basar, First, the basar became tame, ve'acherkach nitma haguf. Right, and then afterwards the person. So this just touches upon the famous rule of ein iser chal al iser, that once something is also already, so an additional level, an additional iser can't be chalnet as well. Once it's already, started off by Osir. So, however, there are exceptions to this. If you have something that's called an Isir Moisif, or it comes Basachas, but here, there's an Isir Kolel. If you have an Isir Kolel, that's something that is more broad, or that as well, that's going to break the rule, or we'll call it not break it, let's just say it's like an exception to the rule of Ein Isir Chal Isir, right? So, Rabbanan Sovri, right, is this case really that exception or not? So the Rabbanan, again, this is Rav's understanding, so saying like this, Amrim, let me read it again, Rabbanan Sovri Amrin Amigo, Rabbi Yossi Haglili Sovri Lo Amrin Amigo, that we don't hold this idea, according to the Rabbanan, that it's like an Isser Kolil, right? So then, that it's Chal in this case, and Rabbi Yossi Haglili would say, no, just even though it is an Isser Kolil, it's not going to take effect. Rabbi Yossi Nihi Amigo Lo Amrin, and fine, we don't say the Amigo, Tezi Tumas Haguv De Chamir V'toch Latumas Basar, but let's take the Tum that's more chomer and have the bichal on the basar. So Rashi speaks out here. Dibur Hamaschi, where is it? Oh, Rabbon and Sovri, yeah, like halfway down. Dharamigo. The Isser Kolel Chalo Isser Acher. Right, the Hamrinan in Isachal Isser be Isuri the Alma Kamrinan. We know this in general. Nihi, next Rashi. Nihi the Lo Hamrinan Migo Vechul Isser Al Isser Afilu Hu Kolel Mihu Hani Mili. This only applies Hechde Shnehim Shavin. That's on the same level. Aval Hach, in the case we're talking about here, Tesi Tumas Aguf the Chamira. It's a much more Isser Chomer, right? Vetechu Be Kolel. That's an Isser Kolel Al Tumas Boser Tequila. It's much more of a lighter one. Okay, that's the more in Chulin when Kufal Rashi quotes. But Perikit Hanashid, Rabbi Yosi Haglili, Leisli Isser Chal Al Isser, Afilu Aide Kolel. Right? Okay, so he doesn't, even if it's an Isser Kolel, he doesn't agree to this rule that it would be Chal. But Isser Chomer, Isle Isser Chal Isser. Right? But when it comes to an Isser Chomer, it's much more serious than it would. Right? Kishu Isser Kolel, Gabi Oichel Git Hanashid, Shal Oiled Okminho, Rabbi Yosi Haglili, Diktani Chayv Shtayim. Okay. As Rashi has explained, this will be the exception over there. So then, Amr Vashi, Mimai, the Tumas Haguf, Chamura. How do you know that Tumas Guf is really so much more Chamur? Dilma Tumas Basar Chamura. Maybe the other one is. Maybe the flesh is going to be more. Why? Shekin Ein La Tahar B'Mikveh. You can't take the basar into the mikveh. The person could. The person's tummy, he goes in. So since this Gavr himself is not necessarily more chomer in every single regard, so then it can't necessarily take place in bichal on this basar that was already is also from the beginning. Okay, fine. Also from its own impurity, I mean, right? Okay, now the next Mishnah is going to talk about the differences between the shechita and the halal. So this is like this. Chumras, again, continuing with this theme about where you have unique stringencies. Chomer b'shchita mi ba'aliya, uva'aliya mi b'shchita. So you have a chumer by each of those, by shechting it and by bringing it up as a korban. Chomer b'shchita sha'shoichi lehedyot chayiv, right? The chumer is that if you shecht it just for outside, but not for Hashem, you're chayiv. But if you're going to put it on a as a korban, then you're potter in that case. Okay, so that's where you see the shechita is more strict. The opposite way now, chomer ba'aliyah, shnayim she'achazu b'sakin v'shachetu p'turin. If you had two guys who were holding onto the knife and the shechita, they're potter. Achazu be'aver v'halu chayavim. But if they're both holding onto a aver, they would be chayiv. The Rambam brings it down in Ma'aseh Korbanos. In Yud Ches, let's start Halacha Hey. Hashochi kodjim lehele bechutz chayv shtayim, achas al shchit v'achas al halia, shoch befnim v'hal bechutz chayv al halia, v'chin im shoch bechutz v'hel befnim chayv al shchit. Okay, vov. Eine chayv el al shchitas kodjim haru'uyim lekarev legabi mizbeach, aval shochit bechutz, right, whether you did a shchita outside, echad mi'isri mizbeach, o mechatos ha'mesois, hareze potter, shenemar lefnei mishkan Hashem, v'choshin roi levo al mishkan Hashem, ein chayovim olav. Okay? Now continues the Mishnah. Hela chazer vehela. So if you, this is done b'shogig, so you put up part of the korban, right? Chutz le azara v'chazer, and then you did it, and like at the end, another period of unawares, he did it again. Chaz vehela, chayv kol haliyah. You're chayv for each and every single one of these. Divrei Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosi, Amar ein chayv al achas. You're only chayv for one. You only make korbanchatas on one of these. The ein chayv ad she yale l'roisha mizbeach. Rabbi Yosi adds on. You're only chayv. You put it on the top of the mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon, Amar afil hela al hasela or al evin chayv. Even if you just put it up like on a rock or on a stone, meaning not on the mizbeach itself, you would still in fact be chayv. So ask the Gemara, Maishna Hamala Lehedyo the Potter, why are you the first halach of the Mishnah says that you're potter for this if you did it for a hedyot. So Ms. Sweetest Pesukim actually this is Perek Yud Zayin, Parsha Zachar Mois. So the Pesukim say, well, let's first do Gimel and Dalad. You know, because Mordechai and Darshan is in a second. Ish mibeis Yisrael asher yishchat shor o kesev o eiz b'machane o asher yishchat michutz l'machane. This is called shchut echutz. This is the perek. Ve'el pesach o mo'ei lohevio. It doesn't bring it there. L'hakriv korban l'Hashem. It's important. Lifnei mishkan Hashem. Dam yechashev l'ishahu. Dam shafach. V'nichos ha'ishahu mikirav amo. So okay, the serious Yisrael over there. And then a few pesukim later in Tess, El vio pesach el moed lohe vio lasalis oso lahashem v'nechos ha'isha hu me'amov. So the Gemara is going to try to work on these things. Let's go again. Maishna, back in the Gemara. Hamale lehedyo depater dechsev lahashem, right? That's the pasuk we just read in pasuk Tess. Beshchita nami haksev lahashem. But by the shchita also, that was the first pasuk in Gimel and Dalet, it said it has to be done lahashem. So no, shiny hasim, it's over different because it said the Amakra ish, right? Gabi hal lo namiksiv ish. 1 second. You tell me that's the difference by shchita, by the hal, it also says the phrase ish. So mi boy le lishnayim shehalu be'ivir chayavin. No. That we need to tell me that two people were holding onto one aver outside of the Azara, they're chayav on that. So okay, ihochi. Right, if that's true by the shchita, the ish. So then, hakinami mi boile l'shnayim she'achzu besakim b'shachdu shechayavim. So if two people did the shchita, then they should be chayav for that. No, shiny hosam. It's different over there by the shchita because over there the amakra hahu. It says, right, him echad velo shnayim. So the drasha is no, only one person is that, but not if you have two people together. Okay, so 1 second. Ihochi gabe ha'alo nami. So when you do the ha'alo, you're bringing the korban itself. Haksiv says ha'hu. You have the same drasha over there. Aye, but why then for the two people did they were chayiv? If the whole diak is ha'hu is just one person, not two. So mi boy lay. Now we're on top of a amin beis. Lemute shogeg. No, that we're using for something else. What? Oh, sorry. Lamuti shogeg onus umute. To tell me three other cases. So a shogeg, guy did it accidentally. He didn't know. And onus was like he was forced to do it. Or umute, he means he was mistaken. Rashi explains in the second line. It says shogeg me'elav umute al yedei acherim. So shogeg means me'elav. He himself was misinformed. He didn't know. Mistaken, but ma'uta means somebody else gave him the wrong information, right? That's the he was misled. The Meiri is interesting. Meiri has a different pshat. The difference between shogeg and mute. He says shogeg is where you didn't realize how serious it was. You have to actually bring a korban. That's called shogeg. But he thought the whole thing. He knew it was wrong. He realized how wrong it was. That's a shogeg. But mute means the Meiri learns that when you thought the whole thing was mutter, that's called a mistake. Okay. So it continues the Gemara. Now interesting. Machloikis Rishonim over here. Ihochi, hachinami mi boy le maute on a shogig mute. So 1 second, by the shchut echutz, then you should have also, used it to teach me this diak. How could you? We just used this previously to teach me that it was hahu, right? Mean echad v'lo shnayim. So one and not two. So why don't you say no? Trehu ksivi. The Gemara says it's hahu is written two times. It's written two times. So one tells me if you're doing this, you get the kares. The other teaches me that if you're acting alone, you are chayiv. Okay, ve'el la'Hashem la'amali. Okay, so now we understand why you have it like that, but why do you have to say la'Hashem, right? La'amali, la'hotzi se'ir ha'mishtaleach, to tell me that you are not going to be chayiv if you did the se'ir mishtaleach outside of the azara. So this is the fascinating topic that the Rishonim discuss a lot. There's an Ibn Ezra in Parshas Achrimos. It's found Pasuk Ches. This is Tes Zayin. It says that Ibn Ezra like this. Omer of Shmuel Afal Pi Shekosu B'Seir Achata Shehu L'Shem. Gam Asir HaMishtaleach Hu L'Shem. They're both going to Hashem. Ve'ein Tzarech Ki HaMishtaleach Einen HaKorban. This isn't the Korban. Ki Lo Yishachit. It's not the Shech. It's thrown off the cliff. Ve'im Yecholta L'Hovin HaSoid Shehu Acher milas azazel. If you'll be able to understand the secret that's after the word azazel, teda soido v'sod shema, you'll understand its secret and the secret of its name. Ki yeshlo chavevin v'mikra. You have many similar occurrences like this in the Chumash. Va'ani agal lecha kitzas hasoid beremez, and I reveal to you part of this. I'll hint you this secret. Beyoscha ben shloshim v'shalosh te da enu. And when you're 33 years old, then you will. Then you'll know it. That's what the Ibn Ezra writes. So there's the Ramban. The Ramban says, this is Ramban. Over here writes, Vehine Rabbi Abram Ne'eman Ruach Mechased Dover. He's the faithful person who is Mechased Dover. He conceals things. Avalani Haroch Megalis Sodo. But I'm going to be the Roch. I'm going to be the talebearer who tells the secret. Right? Shigvar Gilu Osob Rabbosein Ibn Makomas Har Rabin. Meaning, the Chazal have already said this, so it's not really such a secret anymore because they tell us. But so he quotes two different Midrashim and he explains this idea that really there is some sort of idea of giving a gift, that, you know, in the vernacular, it was like throw the dog a bone, of giving an offering to the Samach Mem, and that's why we do this Sa'ar La'Azazel. But the very end of it, he goes back to what Ibn Ezra says, and he goes very stark against the non-Jewish philosophers. Let's see, where is this? I'm just going to skip a little bit to the end. Okay, v'hine inyan mavur zulasi im tachkorma inyan lasecholim hanivdalim l'ruchos bekorban. Unless you want to still, you know, look into this more, what it means about these separate intelligences. It means like malachim, right? What do they have to do with the korban? V'ze yevade beruchos bechachmas nigromantia. So nigromantia is like, that was what the way the Rishonim explain, like black magic, right? So this is a whole separate area. V'yavada gam b'secholim b'rimzei haTorah l'mevin soidam. There's people who understand these types of ramazim that the Torah gives to these things. V'la'uch l'farish, but I'm not able to explain it any more than this. Ki ha'inu tzrichim l'chasson pi ha'mischachmim b'teva ha'nimshachim achrei ha'yavoni. Because I only want to seal the mouths of those philosophers who are drawn after this yavoni, which is Aristotle. So Asher Hichish Koldav Zuasi Murgashlo. He was machish. He denied anything except that which he could actually, it was murgash, was tangible to him. The Hegis Daito, and he had such a gaiva lachshov hu v'talmidov harishoyim, that he and his evil students, he kol inyan shlo hi sigela b'svaraso eina emes. Anything they can't chap, they don't understand logically, it must not be true. So that's why these rationalists, they can't understand this concept of a sar la'azazel or any of these things. So Rabban said that's why it took this whole long explanation to explain it. But again, a lot of interesting ideas found in the Rishonim, but okay, we'll have to go weiter. Now, the next part of the Gemara is going to discuss the Isser of Halas Chutz. So, Chomer Behalol, right, that was what the Mishnah said. Tan Rabbanan, Ish, Ma Tamalomer, Shnaim She'ochazu Be'ever V'halu She'chayavim. What, you're telling me if two people were holding onto an Ever and they brought it up outside of the Azor Der Chayiv, right, so the Pesach had to tell me that. Shiyoch, because you have the Havmi to say, Velo Dinhu, I can make a Kavachoymer. Why? Uma Hashochit Lehedyot Shechayev, if you did a Shechita for not for Hashem Yechayev, Shnaim Shechach Besachim Shachdu Paturim, but if two people were holding a knife and did the Shechita in their Potter, Hamal Lehedyot Shepotter, but if you had one person by himself who did it for a hedyot, he's potter. Ain't it in shnayim shachzim maturin? So then kavachomer. Then they certainly should be to it. Satamalova. That's why the chiddush is to tell me ish divrei Rabbi Shimon. And tell me that they are chayav in such a case, because logically you wouldn't have thought that. Rabbi Yossi Omer Hahu, that person, Echad Velo Shnayim. So Rabbi Yossi argues, no, that's what we just said, that it's two people are, one person is chayav and two are not. Seim Kein, Matam Olam Ish Ish. So then, why did it have to say Ish Ish? Right? It said two. It says, no, so, Dibri Torah Kolashim B'nei Adam, that the Torah is just speaking the way the people talk, and therefore there is no really special halacha that's learned out from this. This is a machloikis throughout the Shas. Usually it's Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yishmael holds that we double up things, you know, and it's just the way the people talk, and that's what Torah wrote it. However, Rabbi Akiva argues and says, no, there's nothing superfluous, right? Since today's year's Linishos, Rabbi Dr. Elman, he used to talk in a beautiful article, and I think in 1995, about the Ramban and Omni significance. I remember in my Bible classes in YU, he was talking about that every word is the Ramban. That's the Rikiva, that every word has significance. Therefore, we darshan it as well. Okay, Vayter Rabbi Shimon. What's Rabbi Shimon going to learn from the pasuk of Hahu? So hi, Hahu mi boy leila ma'uti shogig anus muta. He comes to teach me if the person was mistaken. However, he learned shogig, right? Onus muta the machlokas Rashi and the Meiri, but for that reason they're excluded. Rabbi Yosi me Hahu. He learns it out from who is Hahu. Rabbi Shimon who Hahu ladarsh. So Rabbi Shimon doesn't make this drush, because again, this like extra form, he just says no dibritora kiloshim b'nei adam. So there's no real extra limud out over there. Rabbi Yosi, midahai ish dibritora kiloshim b'nei adam, hahu ish nami dibritora kiloshim b'nei adam, el hashochi lehedyot menolei dechayiv. So if you shechted it not for Hashem, hagin yechayv, senafkele midam yechoshev leish hahu dam shafach. That was the pasuk we read a few minutes ago. Vafila shochid leish. Even if you shechted just for a regular, ordinary person, not for Hashem, you're going to be chayv. That's interesting. The Rambam seems to bring this halacha in two separate places. We have it here in Yud Ches, halacha Tes Zayin. Shnayim she'ochazu b'sakin v'shachdu b'chutz p'turin. If two people are holding the knife and they did the shechita outside of the azar, their potter shnemar asher yishchat. Oh, asher yishchat echad v'lo shnayim. Okay, so one and not two. Echad she'shachat b'chutz afal pishlo niskavein lishchot kroshim el Hashem harei zechayiv. You're chayiv for this shnemar dam yechoshiv li'ishahu dam shafach afal pishze hadam b'machshavto kudam hanishpach. Loki korban hareze chayiv. Right, so even his one, he just thought it was just like, you know, it's regular blood that has been shed, and literally he's like poured out. He's nevertheless going to be chayiv for it. The fact that Rambam seems to bring this halacha elsewhere as well is discussion in the Achronim as well. Okay, we're going to keep going. Hela v'chaz v'hela. So again, you had a period of forgetfulness, and you brought up multiple korbanos. So then, the machloikis, according to Shimon, said you bring your chayva a chatas for each and every single one of them. And Rabbi said, no, you only bring one chatas. Amar Reish Lakish, machloikis ba'arbo v'chamisha evarim. The machloikis is when you had four or five different evarim that are brought up in different periods of unawareness. The mar sover, Rabbi Yossi holds. Kiksiv lasois oso, it says to do it, right? Al hashalim hu chayev, ve'inu chayev al hechoser, right? That you're chayev only on the full korban and not for a chaser. Akol behem ksiv, because it's talking about the whole behemah it's written. Rashi says, where is that? Akol behem ksiv? Al ko behema hu chaye ve'ena chayv al iver echad hilkach kulochada ha'alohi. Right, it's all one. Right, Umar Savra, and then Reb Shimon would say, "I call iver ve'ever ksiv." This is on each and every single iver. Aval iver echad, but if he had only one iver, divrei hakol ena chayv le'achas. Everyone would agree, you only have to bring one. So you have to speak this out. According to Reb Shimon, this would apply even that was the only Ava that he brought. And according to Rabbi Yossi, it would have to be if the rest of the korban had already Excuse me, it had already been brought up, and that was the last one. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Machloikis Be'iver Echad. Rabbi Yochanan says, everybody agrees you're chayiv for one, right? And even if what's it called? It was Shchutei Chutz. Everyone agrees you're chayiv only once the entire thing has been brought up. The Mar Sover, right? What the Machlokes over there is like, in case where it's been cut up a little bit, right? And you're bringing it apart. Let's speak this out. Mar Sover Muktere Pnim Shechosu V'Hela B'Chutz Chayiv. Reb Shimon would hold that if you were, it was fit to be brought inside and then it became Choser and then you took it outside, so you're Chayiv net. Mar Sover Reb Yossi would say Potter. We had four or five different Evarim. Everyone would, both of them would agree that you're chayev for because they understand that this is talking about the pasuk is going on each and every Aver. Upliga de Ula. So Rabbi Yochanan's pshat is against Ula. Right, the Amr Ula Hakol Moedim B'Muktarei Pnim Shechasru V'Hela B'Chutz Shechayev. Everybody agrees that if you had the Kabbalists that were going to be brought inside the Azara and then they became Chaser and you brought them outside, you're Chayev. Lo Nechlechu El B'Muktarei B'Chutz Shechasru V'Hela B'Chutz. The Machloikis in a case where they did the Shechita outside, right, and so it's possible and they're going to burn them outside and then they became chaser, and you were mocked. You did the hala outside as well. Mar sov, Rabbi Yossi would hold potter. Mar sov, Rabbi Shimon holds your chayv in that case. Okay, igd amri, different pshat in ula. Amr ula hakol moedim b'muktarei chutz shechaser v'hela b'chutz shehu potter. Everybody in the mission would agree that if you did the shechita chutz, right? So now it's possible, it's going to be burned outside, but then it became lacking the chos, and you brought outside your potter. Lo nechleku ela b'mukturi pnim shechos v'hel b'chutz. The machloikis is really the case where they did the inside, and then it became choser, and then you took it outside you there. Mar sovra potter, mar sovra chayev. So according to this, Rabbi Yossi would be hold your potter in that case, and Rabbi Shimon hold that you are still chayev. Upligi davu adishmu v'alishna kama de ula. So Avur Shmuel, right? Shmuel's father would be cholik on the first version of Ula to Amr Avur Shmuel, because he's just like this. Kemand me hadrinon poking the gabi mizbeach. According to who we hold that if poking they fell off the mizbeach, that you put them back on. Kemand, who does this go like? Delok Rabbi Yossi. It can't be like the sheet of Rabbi Yossi the way it's in the Mishnah, because Avur Shmuel is holding. Rabbi Yossi holds if you had these Evarim that were mechusar, they're never put on the mizbeach, right? Even if they were, if they fell off or something like that, so it comes out that he would hold you're not chayav for bringing them chutz lazara. So that's against the first version of Ula, because according to that, you're chayav for putting up something that's mechusar, even if once it was shechted inside of the azara. So it comes out that Ula holds that an incomplete limb that came off of the mizbech is to be put back on. Okay. The last point on the daf is going to discuss if you need a mizbeach for halas chutz. So the Mishnah was quoting Rabbi Yossi, ve'ein chayev ad sheyale. Om Rav Huna, my time with Rabbi Yossi. What's the reason for Rabbi Yossi? Dichsiv va'yiven noach mizbeach la'Hashem. So they learned that from the pasuk in Parshas Noach that he was makbid to do a mizbeach, not to take one of the rocks. So you would see that it must be that because what's called a korban is when you actually put something on top of mizbeach, but not on top of the rock. The Rambam over here in Ma'isa Krabonos, first halacha, Yud Tes Aleph. Ein hamale b'chutz chayv ad shila roish mizbeach sheyase b'chutz. So it has to be on the head of the mizbeach. Aval im hele al selav al evin potter. If you put on a rock or a stone, your potter she'ein kori korban ela al mizbeach, because it's not called a korban. It's put on mizbeach. Avi afal pi shehu b'chutz. Even though it's out shneimar va'yiven noach mizbeach, it's still called a mizbeach. Ve'ein chayiv ad shi'alash l'Hashem. You're not chayiv until you do for Hashem. Shneimar lasos osol Hashem ad shi'is kavein l'Hashem. Until you had kavanah to bring it to Hashem. Right, you know, is it even bring it for a person without necessarily, you know, thinking the person's a god or something like that? Just like just showing your affection or appreciation, so you wouldn't be chayav for that. On this pasuk, Vayiven Noach Mizbeach LaHashem, Rav Shechter quoted from the Rav that Vayiven Hill means the posh pshat. The little meaning is building, right? Vayiven, but he quoted the Medrash. The deeper level of meaning is that of Bina. Vayiven is a lashon of Bina. Noach had Bina Mizbeach LaHashem. What does that mean? He understood the way Rav Shechter explained it. Noach saw he had extra animals. So what are the extra animals for? It must be that's not for the, you know, to perpetuate the species, because I only want two. From the fact that Hashem gave me extra in one particular area, Vayiven, I have Bina and I understand I'm supposed to do something with that for Hashem. So therefore he brought them as korbanos. This is what he said up from the Rav, that whatever areas of life a person sees they have more of, in other words, talents in that particular area, that means you're supposed to be using that for Hashem. If a person has a talent for photography, a talent for an athlete, a talent as a musician, a talent as a writer, a talent as a public speaker, whatever kochos Hashem gave them, if Hashem gave you more in that particular area, you're supposed to use that in your avodas Hashem. Okay. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my time in the Rabbi Shimon. What's the reason of Shimon? The pasuk says, "Vayikach Manoach es gedi ha'izim ve'es amincha ve'al al tzur la'Hashem." So by Manoach, this is a pasuk in Shoftim. You see that a tzura, a rock, is considered to be a korban Hashem. Oh, so now you have a raya from Noach that it has to be mizbeach, and you have a raya from Manoach that it's a rock would work. Say idach nami, right? But the other, each Tana has to new Tanach. How are they gonna read this bag? So v'haksi v'yiven mizbeach laHashem. So who gavoa ba'alma? That just means to tell you that it was high up, it was elevated, but not that it had to be actually on a mizbeach. V'idach nami haksi v'yikach Manoach. In Rabbi Yosi, right? The pasuk is by Manoach, so he says no. That's horosh shah hayesua. Harasha is a one-time exception, right? It doesn't necessarily teach me any normative halacha guidelines. It was just for that one time only. But can I learn the raya from a harasha? You can't bring me a proof from that. Yeah. Okay, I'll give you another answer. Hayne time in the Rebbe Shimon, Kidatanya, like we learned in the Brisa. Rebbe Shimon Omer Mizbeach Pesach Oyel Moed. Right? So you see that in the Mishkan, that's what it's called. Ve'im Mizbeach Babama. There's no concept of Mizbeach when you have a Bama. Lafika Chela Al Hasela O Ha'Even Chayiv. Therefore, if you put it on a rock or on a stone, you'd be Chayiv. So, one second, the Brisa doesn't make sense. The Brisa was talking to me when you're allowed to bring on a bama yotzmi boyle. Should have said you're yotze. You fulfilled your obligation. It's not halachic. Come this ayvi lefikach b'shas iser habamos hel al hasela o al ha'even chayiv. No, therefore, if in period when it's also to be makriv a korban on a bama, if you would put it up on a rock or a stone, you would be chayiv for that. Boy, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Karen v'kevesh v'yisoid v'ribua. So all these things, we have these unique things that are ma'akev by the mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. The keren is the corner, the kevesh is the ramp that leads up to it. You have the yesod. The ribua means that it had to be in a square shape. Samahu she'akvu ba'boma. Are these things ma'akev by Obama also? Meaning, there's only asking within the time that it was mutter to be makrev a korban on the Obama. So amalei Rabbi Yirmiya Tanya. We learn like this in the Braisa. Keren v'kevesh v'ribua v'yesod ma'akvin ba'boma gedola v'ein ma'akvin. So it was ma'akev on a bama gedola, but it would not be ma'akev on a bama katana, meaning a small private altar. Okay, that takes us up to the Mishnah. Mr. Shem will pick it up with tomorrow's daf on the top of Kuftes.